Good morning. Welcome to the November 2022 Ohio Bar Admission Ceremony. I'm Chief Justice Maureen O'Connor, and it is an honor for me as Chief Justice to preside today and to welcome you as colleagues to the bar. Seated on the stage are other members of the Supreme Court. We have Chief Justice-elect Sharon Kennedy, Justice Pat DeWine, Justice Mike Donnelly, Justice Melody Stewart, and Justice Jennifer Bruner. I and the other members of the court offer congratulations to you on passing the bar exam. This is the culmination of 20 years or more of education. You learn to think like a lawyer. You learn to work through issues and problems towards resolution by thinking logically and all the while applying the law. Today is the culmination of the training, the hard work, and the sacrifice by you, but also by your parents, your grandparents, spouses, partners, friends, and in some cases, children. Today we celebrate you and we celebrate with you. A total of 970 law school graduates sat for the Ohio Bar Exam in July, and 72% passed. Among the 847 first-time takers, 80% earned the passing scores. Well done. You are among the first to experience the electronic process of being admitted to the exam from a previous paper-only system. You were able to submit documents as well as receive your results through a private portal without having to wait for the mail. You will register, report your CLE, and more online. You will be able to do much of your practice online. The pandemic has taught us that. You are the modern lawyer. And now you are poised to use your success in a variety of ways. Today, the next stage is the next stage of your education, and it begins as you transform from law students to lawyers. Managing the career you're creating is a process that will be ongoing. Some will practice law in the traditional sense, that is, representing clients, individuals, and businesses. Others will use their law degree and admittance to the bar to teach, or to work in-house for businesses, for corporations, or for nonprofits, to become entrepreneurs, or to work as a public servant. The possibilities are limited only by your imagination. You are at a beginning. For some of you, it has been a straight educational path from elementary school to now. For others, you've taken a more circuitous route and found your way to the law. But you are here. Your achievements thus far will give way to new opportunities and new responsibilities. You will hold a place of distinction in your community. You will be a person your friends, neighbors, family members, and people you are yet to meet will turn to for advice. And from here, some of you will find the way you want to practice right away. Others will try different ways to use their law degree before finding their passion. There is no right or wrong way. It would be a wonderful thing if your master plan works out, but there's nothing wrong with reinventing yourself as many times as necessary. It is the time of evolution. Your career, like mine, could involve some very interesting twists and turns. Don't miss them. The best part of life happens in those twists and turns. The adversity that we are bound to encounter experiencing life can ultimately bring fulfillment and, of course, wisdom. I will grant you that adversity does not always feel like it's leading you in the right direction, but trust me, it is. So don't be afraid. It's just as important to figure out what you don't want to do as what you want to do. We are better, stronger, smarter for our failures if we look at them from a different angle. There are lessons from every situation, whether positive or negative. This is how we keep learning. Now, it is tradition for a law school dean to speak on behalf of the deans of all the Ohio law schools. And today, I'm pleased to introduce Michael Scharf, co-dean, Case Western Reserve University School of Law. Dean Scharf.
Thank you very much, Chief Justice. Good morning. As Dean of Case Western Reserve University School of Law, one of the 9 great law schools in the state of Ohio, it is my supreme pleasure to welcome you as new members of the bar. In my brief remarks, I'd like to make 3 points. First, celebrate what you have accomplished today. Second, recognize the responsibilities you have taken on. And third, understand that your legal education is not complete. As to my first point, the practice of law is a privilege that a very small segment of our society gets to experience. Entering the profession represents the culmination of many years of hard work, dedication, and perseverance. The measure of what you have accomplished cannot be overstated. This may be more true of this group than those that came before you, for you have studied the law during an extraordinary, difficult time in our country's history. Your studies corresponded with shocking incidents of racial injustice, an incredibly divisive presidential election, extreme changes in Supreme Court jurisprudence, a return of the Cold War, and the worst pandemic in 100 years. For part of your studies, you had to take classes and exams and participate in extracurricular activities and undertake internships and even socialize with friends remotely via Zoom. But rather than become distracted, you retained your focus. Rather than become dispirited, you persevered. This summer, you studied for and took one of the most grueling tests required to enter any profession. You are here today because you passed that Herculean hurdle. You have made your families, your friends, and your professors all very proud. Through your resolute effort, you have obtained one of the most powerful licenses of any profession. With it, you have become the guardians of our liberty, the champions of just causes, the protectors of the powerless, and the sage counselors of our society. And this brings me to my second point. What is true of fictional superheroes is even more true for real-life attorneys. With great power comes great responsibility. You have the responsibility to maintain the highest ethical standards of our noble profession. You have the responsibility to uphold its honor and dignity with honesty and civility. And you have the responsibility to serve the community by protecting the tenets of our legal system. This means at times you may have to defend unpopular clients and speak out against abuses of power. This will not be easy. Being a lawyer requires tenacity and courage. And now to my final point. While this is an occasion to celebrate your successes thus far, your legal education is not complete. Law is a profession that demands constant learning, and you must continuously stay abreast of the evolving body of rules and precedents that govern whatever area of law that you will practice. Your law professors have given you the tools to do that. Your new professional colleagues will mentor and assist you. And the National, State, and City Bar Associations, as well as your alma maters, will provide CLE programming to help along the way. And with that, all I have left to say is congratulations and welcome to the practice of law. Thank you.
Thank you, Dean Scharf. And now, please welcome Judge Dean Wilson, President of the Ohio State Bar Association. Judge?
May it please the court, Chief Justice O'Connor, and justices of the Supreme Court, honored guests, family members, and most importantly, the applicants. I'm Judge Dean Wilson, President of the Ohio State Bar Association. It is my great honor to be among the first to welcome you to your new profession. I was admitted to the bar in November of 1983, but this is my first bar administration ceremony. As I recall, I missed the festivities because I was already back home working on cases, frankly, in trial, treading a little water as I was thrown into the deep end of the practice in a courtroom. The times were a bit different then, but now, as they were when I first started practicing, people have high standards for lawyers. I am not going to sugarcoat it. They do expect you to have the answers. The best advice that I can give to you, having served both in private practice, as a municipal court judge, and as a former chair of the local grievance committee, just don't be tempted to think or pretend that you know everything. I can recall many a time as a new attorney when I confidently answered a question in a client meeting. Then I actually looked up the answer and spent the next day trying to find out a graceful way to extract myself from that. So please make sure you understand one phrase if you get nothing else out of today. When the client asks you that question, the simple solution is, I don't know, but that's a great question, and I'll find out, and I will call you back tomorrow. That should be well established in your vocabulary. All lawyers would fare a bit better, I believe, if humility were among the first lessons that we learned as we embarked on our legal careers. I certainly got a good dose of that from a less than patient judge who asked me during a standard question when doing a dissolution proceeding that I couldn't answer at the time. He unloaded on me, but it only took that one brief moment of humiliation, and I still have that answer tattooed on my arm as far as not being able to give that answer. Now, that judge was an exception rather than the rule. I think that what you'll find out, that judges and your fellow lawyers will want to help you be successful. So please, don't be afraid to ask questions when you need to. What I always told my clients is that there is no dumb question if you don't know the answer, so ask the question. Even better, find yourself a mentor. I learned to try cases from a gentleman in Zanesville named Jack McClellan, a partner of the law firm that I joined once I passed the bar exam. And later, when I became municipal court judge, it was Judge Robert Tigg who taught me to serve the community first, and I'd be well on the road to becoming the kind of judge I wanted to be. I had good rapport with both of those gentlemen, and they answered my questions and helped me avoid more rookie mistakes that I would have made, and supported me along the way. Throughout my career, I tried to pay it forward and always have. The career that you have chosen is an extremely demanding, and it can be even more rewarding, particularly when you can help a person solve those legal problems that they have. But there are ups and downs, and it's exactly why you shouldn't go it alone. The Supreme Court has a great mentorship program, and I wouldn't be a very good president of the Ohio State Bar Association if I didn't tell you that we also have resources at the Bar Association to help you overcome those difficulties. In fact, we hope that you and your guests will join us at the Supreme Court building following the ceremony today so that you can get signed up for the Ohio State Bar and meet some of your new colleagues. There will be food, photos, special gifts, and an opportunity for you to get a professional headshot taken. We'll shower you with some gifts today, but remember that the true value of your membership is what it will contribute to your professional success and personal happiness. I really mean that. I joined the Bar Association in 1983, early in my career, but it wasn't until a few years later down the road that I found the time necessary to get really intricately involved with the Bar Association. It didn't take me long to see what a difference that you can make when you bring young lawyers from different parts of the state, different practice areas, and different backgrounds together to solve the real problems that we have as a society, and I will tell you that you're well on your way to doing that. I hope that we see you and your family at your reception. I personally can welcome you to our ranks. I wish you only the greatest of success as you kick off your new career, and congratulations to not only yourselves, but your family members for supporting you. Thank you.
Thank you, Judge. And now I would like to introduce the Honorable Mark K. Wace, Chair of the Board of Bar Examiners. Judge?
Thank you, Chief Justice. May it please the court, the successful applicants from the July 2022 Ohio Bar Exam are here before the court. They have met all the requirements to take the oath and be admitted to practice. It is my privilege at this time to move the court to admit these applicants to the practice of law in the state of Ohio.
We have a motion before the court. Are there any objections? Hearing none, the motion is approved. And now I have the distinct honor of administering the oath. Would all the applicants please stand and raise your right hands? Your statement of the following oath indicates that you either swear or affirm to be bound by the oath. I, state your name, hereby swear that I will support the Constitution and laws of the United States and the Constitution and laws of Ohio. And I will abide by the Ohio rules of professional conduct. In my capacity as an attorney and officer of the court, I will conduct myself with dignity and civility and show respect towards judges, court staff, clients, fellow professionals, and all other persons. I will honestly, faithfully, and competently discharge the duties of an attorney at law. So help me God. Congratulations, attorneys. You may be seated. Well, you've passed the bar, you've taken your oath, and now you are lawyers. It is my honor. It is always my honor to preside over bar admissions, but today is special. You are among the final cadre of new colleagues that I have the honor of welcoming to the bar as Chief Justice. I will be retiring in 47 days, but who's counting, right? I want to take a minute to talk to you about how you will be a lawyer and how you will serve the profession. I want you to leave here today on a path to becoming a hero. Bob Dylan said, "A hero is someone who understands the responsibility that comes with freedom." And I would add the word blessings to that phrase, the responsibility that comes with freedom and with blessings. It is said, "To whom much is given, much is expected." So, hero. It's a big word with big implications, but it most often unfolds in small ways over time, and a hero emerges, and that hero could be you. No matter how you use your law degree, remember to strive to be professional. Work hard, no matter your role. Avoid arrogance. Be humble. Be kind. Practice those attributes, and you'll elevate yourself, and you will elevate our profession. By choosing law as a career, you have chosen wisely. Your countless hours of study are about to open a whole new world for you. And if you haven't experienced already, sometimes that world is loud. Don't add to that noise. Be the quiet voice in the room. Be the listener. When the world is loud, it's by being quiet that you can see the big picture. You're able to think. You're able to evaluate. And you're able to find solutions. Calmness is a good thing in a lawyer. Really, it's a good thing in anybody, but it's a good thing for a lawyer. Whatever way you came to the law, whatever way you hope to use it, a very important part of the commitment you made is to be of service. What does that look like? First of all, make yourself valuable. My parents told me that I could be whatever I wanted to be. But not because the world would automatically love me as much as they did. Implicit in the statement was that I would work hard and that I would think well, and that I would gather smart people around me, that I would appreciate teamwork and give credit to others who deserve it. In these ways, you can make yourself a valued colleague that the leader wants to hire and colleagues want to work with. The more valuable you become, the more opportunity to greater responsibility to do bigger and better things. As a new attorney, you have pledged fairness, integrity, and civility. Be an example of that every day. I urge you to build the very best reputation you possibly can. Whatever you do, maintain your integrity. How do you build your reputation? Start your journey with humility and respect for your clients, opposing counsel, judges, court staff, and fellow employees. To build respect, you must show respect. Then the listening can take place. In any situation, it's pretty hard to be upset with someone who is showing respect. Showing respect can often diffuse the most tense conversation. Avoid arrogance. Being humble can be tough. When you're making yourself valuable, you're working hard, you're achieving, you're receiving recognition. But the most successful people I know are also the ones who have remained humble. They are the happiest and most pleasant to have in your life. Nobody knows everything. And the law, in whatever form you practice, is complex. Solicit the input of those smart people you have around you, particularly on those tough questions. Listen to them, and of course, give credit when credit is due. Others will follow the behavior you model and give it back to you when you've earned it. Teamwork makes a great work environment. It also yields a great work product. Whether you're dealing with policy development or drafting opinions or representing a client or whatever. In the law, our product is service. I've chosen to use my law degree all these many years as a public servant, and I've never regretted it. I've gotten the level of satisfaction in my work because I look at the judiciary and I've used my talents to help others in times when they couldn't help themselves. People find themselves in legal situations and they don't want to be there. That's probably why the phrase dragged into court has become universal. Maybe it's a civil action or they're arrested in a criminal action. You know they've got problems and the solution has to come from the justice system. I've taken the obligation to make the justice system as responsive at problem solving as I can. I like doing that. I like helping people solve problems. Lawyers, like judges, are in the helping business. The level of satisfaction you can get solving problems for others and making systems work for people can be the motivator for public service. So think about it. Is public service in your future? You know, it seems like the word kind is everywhere. Slogans, t-shirts, etc. Self-help information, you name it. Well, there's room for kindness as you use your law degree. Be kind and be thankful. You've worked hard to get here. Your parents, grandparents, spouses, partners, everyone in your life, law professors, deans, and teachers, they are all proud of you. They have watched your remarkable diligence during these difficult months. Today, they applaud your success. Be sure to thank them and pay back their support by working to become the best attorney that you can be. As a lawyer, strive to improve your community. Strive to improve the justice system. The unanticipated part of that advice is to surround yourselves with people who are different from you. Diversity is an underappreciated quality in our world. Embracing the diversity of people is life-changing. You gain a whole new field of vision that really opens up possibilities. Smart, interesting, enriching people come in all shapes and sizes, colors, and backgrounds. When you see more options in the world, you can serve better and you can lead well. You have the power to lead your community. Whether it's a small town or big cities, in this room are some great leaders for the future. Don't be overwhelmed by my expectations for you to be great leaders in great service to your communities. When I was sworn as an attorney a few years ago, I didn't dream of being Chief Justice of the Supreme Court. I'm only the 10th Chief Justice elected to the Supreme Court. Who could have imagined? Not me. When I first hung out my shingle, I didn't know where it would lead. but it did lead to a career that I look back on and reflect on how I made it to this position. My law degree opened opportunities for public service to work as a magistrate, a common pleas court judge, a county prosecutor, lieutenant governor, and member of the Supreme Court, and then chief justice for the past 12 years. While I've served in all those roles, one job did not necessarily lead to the other. However, each step along the way prepared me for the other, and I prepared myself by working hard. I also paid attention and learned from my mentors and my colleagues. To this day, I find it so important to listen to a variety of opinions. There's always something new to learn, a different perspective that we may not see because of our inherent biases. So it is critical to listen, to weigh the input from others who may see things a little differently, things that we have missed. In every leadership position I have had, I made it a practice to hire people smarter than me and to listen to them when we discuss whatever needs my attention. So far, that MO has worked out pretty well. Another bit of advice, don't worry if you haven't secured your dream job yet. That's okay. Don't be discouraged. Use this time as a gift. This could be an opportunity for you to provide public service and sharpen your skills at the same time. Countless fellow Ohioans and fellow Americans are disadvantaged and need legal advice. Think about how you can use your growing wisdom and your expertise to help them. Of course, I'm talking about pro bono service. It's an excellent way for you to help yourself as well as helping needy clients. Think about it this way. Helping others will build your confidence in applying the law and advocating for clients. Just contact your local legal aid to determine how to get involved. Pro bono work goes hand in hand with the privilege of practicing law because it can change lives. Every member of the bar is charged with the duty to deliver pro bono services as often as possible. Now, as a member of the Ohio Bar, you have obligations to your clients, your peers, and to the public. Always remember that you are not alone in your efforts to meet those obligations. The State Bar, as well as your local bar association, are great resources. Get involved and you'll see the doors that are opened. As the former Supreme Court Justice Benjamin Cardozo so aptly put it, the heroic hours of our life do not announce their presence by drum and trumpet. For a lawyer, the heroic hours come daily when you do good work. I charge you to be those heroes who do the work well, who serve others, who value and protect reputation and the reputation of the justice system. I agree with Maya Angelou when she said, I think a hero is any person really intent on making this a better place for all people. You need only understand the responsibility that comes with your education and your freedom to be the heroes the justice system needs for Ohio's best tomorrow. God bless you. Thank you. We are now coming to the moment you've all been waiting for. You will hear your name called as you approach the stage, and you will receive your certificate. But before we begin, a couple of quick tips to keep things running smoothly. For the attorneys, please rise one row at a time when indicated by the ushers. Follow the ushers' hand signals to approach the stage. After you have your certificate, you will be greeted by a justice who will shake your hand. Then please return to your seat using the center stage stairs. Use the handrails when descending the stairs. Picture takers, please be mindful not to insert yourself into the flow of the new attorneys. Take your pictures from the sideline, please. We will now begin.
Charles Melvin Andrews, Jr.
Sophia Honoree Abelson.
Veronica Dawn Armstrong.
Lindsay Marie Day Adams.
Emily D. Asher.
Jessica Ackerman.
Eliza Catherine Baller O'Grady.
Tristan Thomas Akers.
Jacob Bigby.
Anna Elizabeth Porterfield Alexander.
Sydney Marie Braverman.
Madeline Marie Annick.
Megan June Burge.
Gazelle Mumad Bogoti.
Jessica Nicole Carpenter.
Marissa Elizabeth Benz.
Kaylee Marie Klein.
John Hardlin Burke.
Zachary Allen Colopy.
Joseph McMillan Blythe.
Kirsten Cox.
Andrea Aaron Bowers.
Alexander Philip Culp.
Tyler James Bridge.
Kyle Joseph Davis.
Logan Thomas Briggs.
Samuel Scott Delegati.
Christopher Robert Butler.
Emily Nicole Dodd.
Alexander James Calnan.
Reagan Ashley Donahue.
Daniel Paul Robert Chassie.
Madeline Rose Easdale.
Catherine Clark.
Michaela Renee Edmondson.
Eric Matthew Colonisi.
DeGerald Lamar Edwards.
Joan Eileen Collarin.
Timothy Daniel Erdman.
John Cumming.
Jacob Robert Irwin.
Alyssa Shay Daly.
Brock Michael Fargus.
Mackenzie Lane Dennis.
Ethan James Fry.
Jacob Robert Dottolo.
Brittany Nicole Marie Guerin.
Samuel Jacob DeWitt.
Ashley Jordan Garrison.
Kyle Anthony Dupree.
Kelsey Sandler Gee.
Rylan Anolto Doer.
Chelsea Kaylin Gilmore.
Emma Yangping Easley.
Christina Ann Hambleton.
Trina Lynette Edwards.
Shaquille Devante Hildreth.
Michael James Eggeman.
John Nicholas Huffman.
Natalie Lauren Engel.
Kelly Jenna.
Leah May Finley.
Caleb Hosiah Johnson.
Helen Michelle Feit.
Michael Scott Keller.
Benjamin Elliott Friedman.
Dominic Alexander Kosick.
John Richard Ganger.
Scott Tyler Kovac.
Kyle Chandler Gilliam.
Kylie Josephine Landusky.
Jessica Leanna Nicole Gillis.
Matthew Edward Lawson.
Caitlin Elise Graham.
Haley Grace Lee.
Claire Allison Hatfield.
Meredith Rachel Lloyd.
Kulmapreet Kaur Hans.
Mackenzie Patrick Malone.
Micaiah Elizabeth Harper.
Jolie Martin.
Julia McRae Harrelson.
Morgan Ann Martin.
Samuel Joseph Harrison.
John Ross Martinishan.
James David Henderson.
Casey David Mayle.
Layla Rose Maria Hudson.
Kieran Henry McLeese.
Zachary Allen Hunter.
Amber Susan McCullum.
Diane Jio.
Jacob Usoff Mikoloff.
Naomi Johnson.
Adam McKinley Mitzel.
Stephanie Ann Johnson.
Joshua Andrew Moss.
Ian Matthew Johnston.
Hannah Marie Murphy.
Rebecca Ann Joseph.
Dakota Estevania Chiney Parrish.
Carly Lynn Keller.
Aaron Joseph Perry.
Shayla Danae Kendricks.
Tisha Renee Pauly.
Alexandra K. Kirkpatrick.
Rachel Judith Rafith.
David Samuel Kramer.
Elizabeth Renee Roberto.
Timothy David Lazendorfer.
Victoria Doris Santiago.
Taylor Susan Lovejoy.
Jacob Paul Schrader.
Taylor Grace McDonald.
Jenna Rose Satchel.
Sarah Leanne Mater.
Christina Marie Sickinger.
Richard Wade Main.
Fiona M. Snoddy.
Mariah May Madolvin.
Taylor Morgan Snook.
Isabel May Marcelletti.
Christian William Sorg.
Brian Nicholas Mashney.
Bradley Robert Steen.
Nathan Robert Maynard.
Caitlin Irene Street.
Megan Elizabeth McDonald.
Marieva Nicole Strohmeyer.
Madison Morgan McDowell.
Kara Ann Sturts.
Candace Lee Milner.
Evan Christopher Sumner.
Hannah Elizabeth Mueller.
Zachary Drew Tabler.
Zachary Brian Nalen.
Rachel Leanne Thompson.
Raphael Sebastian Neveretti.
Jackson Peters Tinsley.
Stephen Thomas Nasco.
Hannah Marie Brown Travis.
Constance Anna Obermeyer.
Jenna Alexis Tagawin.
Eric Joseph O'Neill.
Maximilian Clarence Ungerman.
Lindsay Madison Perry.
Christopher Tyler Wayner.
Joshua Edward Pittman.
Joshua George Wiemhoff.
Caitlin Fengyi Pontius.
Abigail Merritt Wyatt.
Caroline Grace Pontius.
Trevor William Wilkinson.
Andrew Dennis Repholz.
Taylor Elizabeth Zink.
Aaron Scott Roberts.
Erica Mackenzie Anderson.
Alyssa Lynn Roberts.
Caitlin Janice Antonopoulos.
Patricia Lee Rader.
Marissa Abigail Moore Oppel.
Lonnie Ray Sammons.
Kylie Bernard Bizzell Brown.
Jacob Andrew Sandstrom.
Taylor Robert Baumeister.
Brian Edward Schultz.
Carson Nicole Blackwell.
Ryan James Swinghammer.
Molly Catherine Bonahan.
Jacqueline Jean Serpico.
Jennifer Lynn Campbell.
Gwendolyn Ursula Short.
Jacob Ross Connors.
Julia Paige Severson.
Madeline Elise Cooper Ryder.
Thomas Manuel Stafas.
Jeremy Michael Dabro.
Ailey Elizabeth Stevens.
Leah Nicole Dodery.
Peter William Stockling.
George Daniel Diaz Guma.
Austin Craig Stohacker.
Taylor Dregan.
Ellen Marie Terry Zahn.
Rebecca Patton Durham.
Elizabeth Marie Vaness.
Ashley Elizabeth Derner.
Joseph Marcus Van Hoop.
Anna Claire Gaglione.
Jesse Henderson Vogel.
Laura Gates.
Benjamin Franklin Wahlberg.
Jonathan Farag Janutis.
Kyle James Waldner.
Molly Margaret Glassmeyer.
Gareth Alexander Wommeldorf Whaley.
Keely Beers Gogol.
Madeline Marie Wilcox.
Madison Jean Gregory.
Nolan E. Wiley.
Dallas Cameron Gutman.
Nathaniel David Wilson.
Natalie Marie Harbin.
Justin Buckley Wise.
Rachel Lauren Harp.
Grayson Marie Wood.
Robert Randall Harris Jr.
Olivia Ann Worthington.
Bennett Alexander Herbert.
Haley Ida Zerbakish.
Bradford Lee Higdon.
Brooke Nicole Zentmeyer.
Kuren Elizabeth Hill.
Wan King Zong.
Alexis Marie Hoja.
Alyssa Marie Acevedo.
Natalie Paige Hurst Rollins.
Amber Ernestina Allegaria.
Nicole Elizabeth Hoosier.
Shireen Rachel Allen.
Sabrina Azunta Rita Jamail.
Silas J. Osberger.
Rachel Elizabeth Collier Keithley.
Devin Emery Bartlett.
Philip James Keeby.
Ethan Roy Basham.
Jahanzoob Wasim Khan.
Madison Jamie Batley.
Olivia Marie King.
Dimitri Bukmavias.
Logan Farrell Klein.
Lauren Elizabeth Breitenstein.
Zachary James LeCompte.
Corey Lynn Brock.
Alexandra Marie Haran Lacey.
Phoebe Elizabeth Cates.
Matthew Grayson Marino.
Trevor Robert Cletith Davis.
Tess Ann Marshall.
Noelle Marie DeRiso.
Margot Elaine McGee.
Connor Joseph Dowd.
Liam Hovell McMillan.
Soha Zuhair Elswieldy.
Caroline Rose Miller.
Sergio German Fernandez Noriega.
Connor Mackenzie Nelson.
Sarah Renee Gregg.
Carter Scott Ostrowski.
Jaron Allen Hardesty.
Madeline Jane O'Toole.
Emily Nicole Holland.
Stephanie Danielle Panuszek.
Destiny Jessica Adanika Johnson.
Joshua Edward Clark Panter.
Nicholas Thomas Canoza.
M. Louise Pate.
Philip Thomas Kelly.
Anisha Nicole Rakia.
Christopher David Lewis.
Hiba Rafi.
Craig Arthur Looper II.
Rachel Ray Rakowski.
Marcella Teresa McHenry.
Rebecca Suzanne Ryan.
Hannah Marie Mitchell.
Paige Elizabeth Richardson.
Ricky Lee Murray.
Joseph Kelly Schick.
Maxwell Brady Newsom.
Warren Severin Sheets.
Griffin Robert Reoltz.
Christina Lynn Shoemaker.
Chelsea Renee Small.
Brian Thomas Smith.
Jordan Patrick Staley.
Sarah Marie Snyder.
Courtney Nicole Strickland.
Lucas Allen Strakowski.
Andrew Walter Toon.
Janelle Thompson.
Nicole Vega.
Austin Tinsley.
Cassius L. Russell.
Rachel Caroline Walters.
Janet Renee Gregory.
Sebastian David West. Regina Gordon Williams. Jennifer Rose Witt. Jamila Teera Batchelor. Melissa Marie Bolitho Zingo. Trenton Michael Brazul. Laura Denise Caudill. Jessica Erin Coburn. Allison Nicole Cooper. Alicia May Gifford. Christina Renee Stacy Griffith. Timothy Patrick Hagen. Andrew David Hilton. Quentin Gregory Huber. Martina Lachey Lytle. Jamie Lee Mabry. Sloane Madsen Weber. Matthew Willem McCullough. Justin Thomas McKnight. Sean Avery Moore. Samuel James Otis. Ryan Christopher Puckett. Carla Natalia Salvador. Lori Beth Singleton. Nathan Thomas Sparks. Jacqueline Lee Stubbers. Alexa Renee Storm Switzer. Holly Elizabeth Thomas. Crystal Marie Thorpe. Bennett Scott Weaver. Andrew Mark Whalen. Logan Audrey Willems. Kimberly Venteno Valadares.
Congratulations again to our new attorneys. On behalf of the court, we congratulate you for your achievement. This morning's ceremony is nearly concluded. From here, we invite you to make your way down to the Thomas J. Moyer Ohio Judicial Center that houses the Supreme Court. In your packet and on signs in the Judicial Center, you'll find a QR code that will unlock your future and connect you to the legal community. You must register as an attorney with the Office of Attorney Services at the Supreme Court. The preference is that you scan the code and keep the process paperless. Scan that code to register and to become licensed, to connect with a mentor, to get information about new lawyers' training, to connect with public service opportunities. Even use it to watch the recording of this ceremony and watch yourself walk across the stage over and over and over again. The Ohio State Bar Association will be there with information about how to help you get started on your career and get your picture on the bench. Excuse me, at the bench. Some of you will get the opportunity to practice there one day. The staff from Attorney Services will also be available to introduce, so introduce yourself. These are the people who will be available throughout your career to point you to resources when you have questions. Thank you to all the friends and the relatives who took part in this very special day. I'd like to recognize those who made this ceremony a success. The Office of Bar Admissions, the Supreme Court staff volunteers, the Columbus Police Department, Supreme Court Security, our sign language interpreter. Ushers from Kappa and the stage crew, and our marshal, Bill Crawford. This concludes today's ceremony. Marshal, will you adjourn court?
All rise. Hear ye, hear ye, hear ye. This open session of the Honorable Supreme Court of Ohio now stands adjourned.